guys, welcome back to the Teen Toast Pod. I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lucy, and we're the sister duo you never knew you needed. Cheers to that.
How are you, sis? How are you doing?
Yeah, no, I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. I got my nails done this week.
Let me see. Oh, stunning.
Oh, they're cute.
I love the little baby pink.
Yeah, listen, I've got a little story.
What? Go on.
About them. Well, you know, like, it's sometimes a little bit stressful going to the nail shop. I mean, yeah. We don't really find it that stressful because we've been going to nail shops for, like, what?
I mean, I don't find it stressful.
Did you? You must find it stressful at some point.
Maybe when I first started going.
Yeah, anyway, so obviously I don't find it stressful because we go a lot, but it can be, like, they ask you a lot of questions and you're like, yeah. Oh. So I was like, oh, can I have French tip, but with this colour?
Yeah, like a baby pink.
And she looked at me. And, like, pause. So I was like, is that okay? I asked her if it was okay to do what I wanted. And she looked at me dead serious and went, no. And I was like, what? And she
stop.
And she was like, it's not very natural. And I was like,
as if. Who were you to tell me?
And so she sat there like. And then I think I realised that she thought I meant the baby pink colour as, like, the natural nail colour, and then French
and then tip, a French tip.
Which I get, you can't see, but it's like a baby pink. I get that wouldn't look natural if that was that with white at the top.
Yeah.
So then I was like, no, as the tip, and then she was like, oh, okay, and then she did it, and then she said they looked cute at the end, so I'm pretty certain that's what she thought. But I was like, it's a good job I'm confident enough in, like, my idea of what I wanted on my nails. Otherwise, I'd have, like, had a heart attack and walked out.
Like, all right, okay.
It's not very natural.
All right, okay.
Ooh.
They look cute, though.
Yeah, cute. They're not very long at the minute, so I think they're, like,
are they natural nails?
Yeah, it's builder gel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll just always be an acrylic girly.
I know, but yeah, they got too long a sap, so I'm like just basic at the minute. But yeah, they're cute, aren't they?
I love it. Well, guess what just happened to me?
Tell me.
My key fell down the drain.
What? Where?
At Mum and Dad's.
Tell me what happened.
That's why I'm a bit like. So basically, I think Dad's
only
trying to get
these things happen to you.
Dad's trying to get out the drain for me as we speak. But on the way here, bearing in mind, like, Ellie and my mum and dad are, like, pretty much neighbours. So yeah, I went around to mum and dad's to drop something off. As I'm leaving the door, my keys get jammed in the door. You know, like, how you have, like, your keys just hang? As I was shutting the door with the key in, ready to lock the door.
Oh, you've got quite a lot on your key ring.
Yeah, it got key jammed in. And then I was looking at my keys and I was like, oh, nothing's off the keys. It's fine. And then I, like, go to, like, put my keys down or whatever, and I just hear something, and then I look, and my key just goes down the drain. Like, just a key that's come off the keys has gone down the drain. Bearing in mind, they have a whole patio, a whole pavement. They just have a gutter right next to the side of the house, and it's not even, like, a big hole. It's, like, tiny little slats. It's, like, a one in a million this would have happened.
Was it like slow motion? Like,
I feel like I watched my key go in slow motion, and I just was like,
how's he gonna get it out?
I don't know. So they weren't in, but they're in now, and
to be fair,
he's gonna try and do it for me.
Why are, like, our parents good at everything? Like, I think they could just do everything.
Good, because I need my key.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, I reckon they'll be able to get it out. They just seem to be able to do everything.
I just was like, how? That's the kind of stuff that I see it happen in a movie and I'm just like, that just doesn't even happen.
No, but it's the type of thing that happens to you.
I know. So that's
Well, that's fun. I got judged for my nails and you lost your key.
Wait, don't you just love life? But no, I'm good. Glad to be back on the pod. Guys, make sure you get us on our socials at Tea and Toast Pod on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah, Instagram, TikTok and YouTube as well.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe.
Let us know in the comments where you listen. Do you listen on Apple or Spotify or YouTube?
Yeah, I'd be intrigued to know where most of our listeners come from. Right, I feel like we need to bring the mood up. I think we should start with Game of the Week this week.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
You did it. So what is it?
So I've seen a few things on TikTok with, like, lyrics recently. So I was thinking we give each other part of a lyric, and we have to guess the artist and the song.
Okay, I love this.
So, you prepared some for me, no?
Yeah. No, I did prep some.
Okay.
I was just letting you lead the segment because it was your idea.
It's so hard when you pick these because I was like Googling them and then I was like, is that really obvious? Or is that
well, then
really
I always think that with these guess the lyric games and you think, oh, it's too obvious. But then when you actually play it yourself, you're like, oh, it's like that grab the mic game at Christmas. You're like, oh, that's going to be so easy. But then when you're on the spot, you're like, oh, I've got to think
that
of
is a good game. I know. So now I was thinking, well, of course it's easy because I'm literally looking at the song and I've searched the song.
Yeah.
But anyway, you want to go first or me?
You read me a lyric first.
Well, should I take it in turns?
Yeah, we'll take it in turns.
I think I started quite easy.
Okay.
You have to say it in like a really monotone.
Yeah, no,
voice.
I was like, I need to like say it like I'm telling a story, not like I'm singing a song. You guys can play along at home as well and make sure you let us know how many you get right.
Yeah, let us know how many you get right in the comments. We need to see if you're on our vibe. I've picked things that would be our vibe and you would know.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've not gone broke.
Yeah, don't try and do me dirty like that.
I can see the stars all the way from here.
I can see the stars all the way from here. Love on top.
Yeah.
Hey! Guys, if you don't follow me on socials, you know that I actually got Cowboy Carter.
Oh, we've not even talked
tickets.
About this.
I know. I'm going on my own.
Which one are
solo
you going to?
Solo concert. Going Saturday, 7th of June.
Where is it?
Tottenham.
Oh, is it Tottenham again?
Yeah, she's just doing 5 dates there, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, that's so
going
exciting.
On my own. Solo mean? Concert. No, because of Ticketmaster dynamic pricing.
Oh,
so it kind of like crashed.
Recently.
It definitely crashed about 2 minutes in, and because everyone's like place in the queue just was on pause, and I actually kept refreshing my page and I nearly tapped out of it, but I thought, oh, I don't dare tap out of it. Mm-hmm. Even refreshing the page, I was like, oh my god, what if I lose my spot in the queue?
Refreshing the page is so anxious.
I know, but it was like moving, then just stopped. So everyone's like, it must have crashed.
Yeah.
So then, and then everyone before the crash, I think, was just getting normal pricing, but then after the crash, I think it's gone dynamic.
Yeah,
pricing.
Reprice.
So I finally got through. I was just like, right, because in my head I was just going to buy 2 tickets and then someone was going to come with
yeah.
me, even if it was just going to be Yannick. I was like, well, I won't make you pay for the ticket off me. We'll
yeah.
just go together because I'd rather just go with you than on my own or whatever. But then I just thought, so I got through and I was like, I just want general admission standing because I was sat last time and I was really high up and I just wanted to be in the crowd and...
Yeah.
£250 a ticket.
Oh my god!
For standing, and normally standing's the cheapest
yeah.
ticket. Like £99 or whatever. So then I was like, what? So then the first tier of seating,
yeah,
you know, like, so it's not like you're right next to the stage. It's like £700 a ticket.
Oh my.
So because I was adamant I didn't want to be as high as I was last time because I honestly felt like I may as well have not been there.
So what did you do?
So I like was like, I then basically the second tier of seating at the back.
Mm.
So, like, you directly at the back. Because the last time as well, I was on a side. And I didn't get to see the whole stage
yeah.
production.
Take it all in.
So I really did just want to be standing or at the back. But then, again, I looked at first tier seating at the back, £700 ticket. So I went to the second tier, and then there was just one seat on its own. And I was like, at that point, I'm not buying 2 tickets for not even, at this price, not even knowing if I'm going to get a second person to
and
come.
And it's like...
And
to I pay that price, you've got
anyway.
To be like a diehard person.
Yeah, know. Exactly. So it was £160
oh,
for this ticket,
bad.
And I just bought it. But then it is annoying because I think people literally did just get stand-in for like cheap. But then when I've gone on TikTok, like every man and his dog was like, I can't believe I've just paid like £250 for stand-in tickets.
That's outrageous. It was. I thought that there was going to be some rules of not being able to do that.
Well, basically,
it went mad
the price,
after the Oasis.
Yeah. So basically,
thing.
The price. Before, while you're in the queue, it's like the prices have been set before, like in the corner, because obviously Ticketmaster are getting done for it. So tickets are from £70 to £700 and some pounds. So obviously in your head you're thinking, well, the £700 ones are like the VIP ones
yeah.
or whatever. But obviously, just
that's
any,
outrageous.
Any seat could be £700.
Because I know my brother-in-law and his wife paid, I think £700.
For this tour?
For 2 Oasis tickets.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And we were like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But I'm going, and I cannot wait for the outfits. I'm going on my own. It's going to be a little solo trip.
I'm
going
to
be like,
I'm bussing.
I actually ordered a Beyonce Cowboy Carter top t-shirt because I just wanted it to wear, but
yeah.
I will include it in some of my outfit inspo. But you know that brand, Orphis, the really sparkly
yeah.
t-shirt, he actually messaged me and was like, I'm making something for the Cowboy Carter tour and I'll like send you one if you're going. And I was like, no, honey, I'm going. So I'm really excited to see what he creates because he's amazing.
Those tops are incredible.
Oh, I know. So, I'm just so excited.
That's actually also, like, your outfit last time was already insane. So you kind of have to, like, level up.
Oh, I'm leveling up. And because I'm going on my own and I'm just, like, I'm treating it as, like, New York Fashion Week.
Yeah, I love it. Anyway, sidetracked.
Okay, my song. So excited. Okay. The way I breathe you in, it's the texture of your skin. Do you need another line?
Is that wholly Justin Bieber?
No, but you got the artist.
Oh, okay. I knew it was Justin Bieber.
Okay.
And the way I breathe, is it that?
Carry on. I want to wrap my arms around you, baby.
I don't know the song, but I know it's Justin Bieber. Okay. I'm glad that I got the artist, though.
Okay, I'll give you one line, not the most obvious, but I'll give you one line from the chorus and see if you get it.
Okay.
I took my chick up to north, to the north, yeah. I took my chick up to the north, yeah.
Peaches.
Yeah, we got there. A little bit disappointed. But
I knew, I just couldn't get the flow in my head. But I was that's a JB lyric, okay. I know it is.
Okay. I'll give you half a point.
Thanks. Okay, to prove I'm right, I put it in a song.
Miley Cyrus?
No.
Oh. I mean, I thought we were getting two lines.
I've literally done one line and I've only saved one line.
Say it again.
To prove I'm right, I put it in a song.
Is it Bruno Mars?
No.
That's really harsh. I gave you two lines of a song.
The next bit is, I don't know why you are being shy.
I know the song. I knew the song from the first lyric, but right, so give me the two lines together.
To prove I'm right, I put it in a song. I don't know why you are being shy. I'm pretty certain that's the next line.
Prove I'm right, I put it in a song. I know this. I put it in a song. Why are you being shy? Is it Love Yourself?
No.
What is it?
Oh, I really want you to get it. Like, can I, like, hum the tune a bit and then you'll get it?
Yeah. In a song, everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else, but I, like... you know what I was trying to do? Like, literal, a physical representation of what my brain was doing was, like, trying to grab a memory file, like, from the back. I was like, because I instantly had it in my head, but I was like, no, just something isn't connecting in my brain. And I honestly felt like someone was trying to reach to a memory.
I feel like when you were, like, Miley and Bruno, it probably was, like, the type of songs that we listened to at that point.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's so annoying. Okay, I got that one wrong. Okay, my next one for you. I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please. Lady Gaga.
Yeah, what's the song?
Red One.
Red One is what they used to sing at the start of a song. Red One.
Yeah, what is that?
Coffee Gaga. I don't know, it always used to be.
Poker Face.
Yeah.
Is that one of her songs? Did I just make that up?
No, was it like Red One? I don't know what the Red One was. Was it kind of like the music? Oh, the man. Is it a production company or something? I don't know. Red One. Didn't she have a few of her songs?
Thought it was a lyric in that song.
I don't know. No, Red One, isn't that just... That's Just Dance. That's just Dance.
But that one was Poker Face. Yeah. I mean, got that one.
Okay. I wasn't going to give you that lyrics. Thought it was too easy, but...
How... I feel like I'm saying it really weirdly because I don't want you to get it.
All right, okay.
No, just in general is what I'm saying.
Like, okay.
I feel like you're saying them with more like...
Okay.
Because that truth hurts and those lies heal.
Truth hurts and the lies heal. That one.
No.
Because the truth hurts, the lies were...
That's... I can't
give me the lyric again.
Because that truth hurts and those lies heal.
Rihanna and Drake.
Yes.
Take Care.
Yes, Smash Day. Where did that come from?
I knew it. All right, I'm not being as generous to you. Okay, so my next
one. You're good at stuff like this, though, like music vibes. I wanted to test you.
Okay. I can't do this on my own. A, no A.
The A, no A is giving, like, John Sparks no air vibes.
Way off.
I don't know that lyric. Say it again.
I can't do this on my own. A, no A. Don't think too much about the A, no A.
I can't do this on my own. Rihanna?
No. Do you want the next lyric?
Yeah, I don't know that.
I can't do this on my own. Someone watching this shit close.
Do I know this song?
Yeah. I haven't given you one of the most obvious lyrics, because it will be too obvious.
Say it again.
I can't do this on my own. Someone watching this shit close.
Oh, no.
I can't do this on my own. Hey. Someone watching that shit close, yeah. God's plan. God's plan.
I make sure North Side Eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never have got that from that bit.
Yeah, well, I make sure North Side Eat is like one of the next lyrics.
I would have only got it from like the chorusy bit, I think.
Yeah, well, I was going to do that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing on me.
I would have got that.
And they wishing on our father. That was so obvious.
So we both did a Drake song.
Yeah, crazy.
Love that from us. Right, ready?
Yeah.
Take me on a trip. I'd like to go someday.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Estelle, Kanye West, American Boy, see LA. Love it. Buzzing. Yeah, that was an easy one. Thank you for that.
You're
welcome. Okay, everywhere I'm looking now.
Is everywhere I'm looking now.
You actually started singing this song before we filmed the podcast episode, and I was like...
Oh, yeah, I did. And then you were like, stop singing now.
No, no, no. We were doing a sound check. But yeah, okay.
Lol at me thinking I can sing and people listening are going to be like, please shut up.
I know. I was just thinking, actually, like, people don't want to hear our tone deaf karaoke voices. Right, last one.
Running to the altar like a track star.
Yeah, Justin Bieber. Is it Holy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smash it.
Running to the altar like a track star. Okay, my last one. I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath. I've been generous with this one because it's the first lyric of the song.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath.
Yeah, what's the song?
Raw by Katy Perry.
Yeah.
I'm glad you told me it was the first line.
I feel like I helped you too much.
Because I was like, I know the song, but I couldn't place, but that first line helped. That was good. I enjoyed that.
I like that. Let us know how you did at home. Did you get them all right? Which ones did you get wrong? Did you struggle with? But yeah, I do love a good lyrics game.
I do. Test especially like when it's a bit of a throwback. It's like, oh, nice memes.
I know. I love it. What's topic of the week this week, hon?
I don't know about you, but I'm not coping well with winter.
I know, like, I actually said on my TikTok a few weeks ago, like, the seasonal depression, though, is starting to leave my body a little bit.
Is it? I feel like I am in the depths of sad.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's the topic of the week?
Seasonal depression.
Seasonal depression.
No,
because... That transition,
Because I'm feeling it, I just... Topic of the week is positive vibes, things to look forward to. To come out, like, we're coming out of it, hopefully, I'm telling myself, even though it's absolutely freezing today.
Yeah, I feel like the weather, like, February's been one of the coldest Februaries we've had, but I feel like the nights are getting light, like, I don't know, because it started to get, it's not dark at, like, 5 o'clock now.
Yeah.
That's, like, I feel a little bit better about it.
I think the mornings are getting lighter, but I'm not up early enough, whereas today I actually was, and it felt really nice, because I was on a dog walk, and I was like, actually, I wouldn't have been able to do this a month ago. It would have been pitch black. So that made me feel good. But the coldness, like, I feel like my breathing suffering, my skin's suffering, my hair's really? Suffering. I need a tan. I need a holiday.
I'm not gonna
lie. I need to get out of this winter thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think like Dubai really helped me. If I hadn't have gone to Dubai, I probably would be suffering a lot more. But I did just get like maybe a little bit of sun fix.
Yeah.
But you know what I've started doing? Because I got ill a couple of weeks ago and it just was taking ages to go away. And I think it's because the cold weather or yeah. I don't know, winter.
It's hard to shift.
I started taking vitamins every day.
Mm, yeah. Which,
and one of the vitamins I've been taking every day is vitamin D.
Nice.
Because we do just lack it in
so
the winter
much.
And it's just like for your overall well-being, because like when you're in the sun you just feel better, like when that sun's hitting your face.
Do you know what, I think that's why I felt better this morning, because I don't know about you in Manchester, but here it's just been grey for about 2 weeks.
I feel like it's actually, we've had quite a few bright mornings.
I don't think we've had any sun. It's just been grey, you know what I mean, when the sky is just white yeah. and grey, whereas this morning when I took the dogs to the park, it was actually like sunny, although it was freezing. I actually was like, okay,
yeah,
I felt a little bit of happiness.
I know, there's girls that love winter. I just don't get it. Like, you've even said, like, you're the biggest Molly Mae fan ever, but she could never influence you to like winter.
She just couldn't. That'd draw the line. And I know we've talked about this before, but that's why I wanted to get hyped and think about what we've got coming up, what we can look forward to.
Yeah, the summer.
To, like,
plans.
Bring us.
Well, I did just plan a little this or that.
Okay.
Just to, like, prove if we are, like, ultimate summer or winter girlies.
Okay. Nice, I like
because
it.
Because we, like, say we hate winter, but if we put it to the test...
Yep, I'm ready.
Do we actually? So it's just really, really quick. You yeah. guys can play along at home. Beachwear versus fur coats. Like, your trench
coats,
fur coats, like your coats.
I don't like coats. I don't even wear coats. I don't like them.
Yeah, coats ruin an outfit. Especially if you're from the north, like, you know, when we go out, we're like... Everyone's like, you're putting a coat on without I'm like, it's going to ruin my outfit. I'd rather freeze to death in the queue.
Beachwear.
Yeah, I'm the same. Beachwear overcoats every day of the week. It just means that you're in the sun. It means that you're in a hot place. Okay. Barbecue versus Sunday dinner.
Oh, you're going to say Sunday roast. I knew you were going to say that. Now, that is very, very tricky because I am a Sunday roast gal.
I know, but barbecues.
I know, but...
The thing is, like, Sunday roast just suits winter so much and a barbecue suits summer so much. So it is hard, but I'm definitely... There's nothing better than when you really do just want a home-cooked dinner, but I'm going to say barbecue. Barbecue's for me every day.
I feel like we're in the thick of it, and all I want is Sunday roast every day. So
I know.
I'm going to pick Sunday roast.
Okay.
But ask me in July, and I'll
and
say
you'll
barbecue.
Say a barbecue. No, I know. I know what you mean. Okay. Ice cream versus hot chocolate.
I'm not mad on either.
I'm not mad on either, but... If I think about when I'm in the winter and everyone's like, oh, like Christmas markets, like, I can't wait for hot chocolate, I'm not bothered.
No.
Whereas, like, in the summer on a really hot day, I would, like, crave an ice cream.
Would you?
Like, even in Dubai, I, like, bought ice cream because it was hot and, like, so, yeah, I'm going to say ice cream.
Richard loves ice cream. He's eating ice cream. He ate ice cream last night.
Really? Oh, no, I'm not an ice cream in the winter type.
Do you know what I do like? Ice
Ben
cream
and Jerry's.
And it reminds me of Nana. The Mars ice creams.
Oh, the Mars bar ice
like,
cream.
They literally hit every time.
And the there's like the cookies and cream magnum.
Oh, I do like a cream magnum. I like a white chocolate magnum, actually.
I had a salted caramel magnum in Dubai, and that was
unreal.
Have
you ever been to one of those places where you can like make your own or like do the toppings and stuff?
What do you mean?
You're not seeing them on social media. The magnum comes in like a little tray.
No.
And you drizzle sauce and toppings.
Oh, I need to try this.
I think there's one in Rome and maybe there's one in London. I don't know.
Yeah, the thing is, I am like a proper... In the winter, I'd only ever really have ice cream if I'm having a cozy film night, get a tub of Ben and Jerry's. Obviously,
yeah.
It has to be half-baked. But other than that, I'm like, I need to be... feeling hot and
yeah.
that's when I crave ice cream
yeah.
but there's nothing better than like being abroad and you go to one of those counters and there's every flavor you could ever dream of and you're picking like strawberry cheesecake.
That's what I was about to say. We always used to get strawberry cheesecake when we were younger, didn't we?
Yeah, unreal.
Yeah,
okay.
So ice cream over hot chocolate.
Okay, beach versus like ski resort, like basically like snow. Yeah, beach.
But we're not a skiing family.
Yeah, loads of people, especially like where it's been January, February.
It's ski season.
Every man and his dog's been skiing on Instagram. And I just think, can you actually ski or are you going for the Instagram pictures?
I actually think it'd be pretty cool.
I actually want, it's on my bucket list to do a ski holiday, but I wouldn't ski. I'd just probably like go for the chalet, the après.
They do look, ski holidays look vibes.
Yeah, like, they look like a vibe, ski, but I'm just sure like really not about the cold. I think the cold would outweigh it for me, but maybe if I had a few tequilas.
And it's like, you could have vibes in the sun on a different
exactly.
Holiday.
I'd rather just be in the vibe.
Yeah, same.
Okay, last one, Easter versus Christmas Day.
Well, Easter's not really a thing, is it?
I know, but in obviously we're talking like summer versus winter, so I was thinking like, Easter, you're normally like outside, it's normally nice weather, maybe do garden games, or you'll have a lamb roast, or you'll have the barbecue, or like, it, you feel a lot more summery, whereas obviously Christmas
See,
Day is Christmas
in terms
Day.
Of, actually, in terms of that vibe,
yeah,
like, you could maybe sit and have it outside, you could, I'm Easter, like...
Yeah.
But in terms of the actual day.
Day, Christmas.
Christmas,
day.
Obviously. But in terms of like the vibe and the aesthetic, I'm more Easter. The do you know what's nice around and this actually leads quite nicely, this time of year we've got so many bank holidays to look forward to.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
So there's what? Well, Easter's actually
yeah, because,
quite late, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, because I was literally the other day thinking, oh my god, like have I missed Pancake Day? Like like, and it's like one of my favourite days of the year.
Yeah,
like, it's always March. In February. So then I was looking at my calendar and there was no little dot, you know, like to tell.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what? And then it said it was like, what, 4th of March or something? Yeah. It's going to be. And then I was like, oh my God, does this mean Easter's late? Because
yeah,
isn't Easter normally the end of March? So then I worked
beginning
out.
Of April, yeah.
We basically have obviously like the Easter bank holiday, 2 weeks later, May bank holiday, 2 weeks later, May bank holiday.
Mm.
So that is going to be a time period. And, like, you know what that means? Beer gardens.
And that's a vibe. Like, at that time of year, it's that's, like, we're in peak lightness,
oh,
basically,
yeah.
April, May. Like, good light.
No, life also, starts getting better.
April, not April. Spring is my favourite time of year. And I think it is because...
The bank holidays.
I think it's because we've come out of the darkness and it's light.
Yeah.
So much light.
May is actually such an underrated month. I feel like May has got to be up there with one of the best months of the year.
May is a vibe. 2 bank holidays.
I know. What a vibe. I don't know why we get them all at the same time, though. It is a bit weird for the rest of the year.
I don't even know why we get them.
But yeah, I know, me neither.
But, so that's look forward to. And like you say, barbecues, beer gardens.
I know, I am excited for a little Duke session in Manchester.
Mm, I'll have to come through. I'll have to do a day.
No, definitely.
Especially with all the bank holidays, we'll pencil one in. For
That's one thing I do love about the UK. So I hate the UK in the winter, but one thing I absolutely love about the UK in summer is how long our days are. Like, it really doesn't get dark till like 10, 11 o'clock at night. Whereas, like, even when I used to work in Greece and live in Dubai, like, the sun would always set around like 8, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Even in the summer.
It does go down a lot earlier, doesn't
it? Yeah.
I guess because we're further north, but so that's like we've got that to look forward to.
I'm really excited for coming into like concert festival season.
Yeah, have you got any festivals planned?
I really want to do Wireless, Drake's headlining all 3 nights.
When is Wireless?
It actually coincides with Afro Nation because I really wanted to go to Portugal and do Afro Nation again, but I think, like, Afro Nation is the Wednesday to Friday, and then Wireless is the Friday to Sunday. So I was like, I'm only going to do one or the other.
I was going to say, hun, that's too much.
Yeah.
Firstly, no one's got that many festival outfits.
I probably
except
do.
Except you.
Yeah.
Secondly, that's too much.
So basically, I do love the Afro Nation lineup, but Afro Nation, because I haven't got the tickets early on, it was going to be costly. So I was like, well, let me wait for the Wireless lineup, because last year they were pretty similar, because basically the artists that are in Portugal just fly over, because they're always within the same...
Yeah, they're quite close together, aren't they?
But then, now I've seen it's Drake. I'm like, that's the one person I've never seen live
that
I really
seen
want to
We've
see.
We've seen quite a lot of people, haven't we?
Yeah. I actually do have the...
Actually,
boy.
I might look to... What weekend is it?
It is the 11th to 13th of July.
Let's look into it together.
Yeah, so Drake's doing every night, but a different set list every night.
Yes, I
And he has,
this.
Like, special guests. I reposted it on my story.
Yeah, that's where I saw it.
And he's doing it with Burna Boy on the Sunday. Mm. And obviously Burna Boy's doing Afro Nation, so that obviously makes sense. But I'm actually off to Burna Boy's concert in April.
I didn't know that. Where?
Manchester. He's doing a night in Manchester.
Who are you going with?
Silka and her mum. And then Polly and Moses are going as well, but they're seated and we're
Silka's
standing.
Silka's mum likes Burna Boy.
Yeah,
that's
so,
a vibe.
I know, so I saw it. Obviously, I have, like, Burna Boy.
Can you imagine taking mum to Burna Boy?
No. I have, obviously, just, like, Burna Boy notifications 24/7. My phone knows that I'm obsessed. So I just saw that it was going to be in Manchester and I put it in the group chat. This was, I don't know, a while back now, whenever we bought the tickets. And I was just like, oh, my God, we got to go. And Silka was like, oh, no, my mum, because we went Burna Boy last year in London.
Yeah.
And she was like, my mum said if I go see him again, she would, like, want to go. Aww. So she texted her mum and was like, would you want to go? Because he's on. And her mum was like, yeah. So she's coming with us.
Oh, I love that. That's such a vibe. Yeah. I can't wait to hear how that goes. That's, I know. April.
It's funny, though, because I said, Silke was showing me outfit options the other day for an event we were going to. And I was like, oh, save that for Burna Boy. And she was like, I don't think I can wear that because we're going with my mum. And I was like, yeah. Didn't think about that.
Right, yeah. I have to adjust the vibe a little bit.
Yeah, but no, I'm excited. But then I think, like, obviously we'll meet most of Polly beforehand.
So something. You've got Burna Boy, Beyonce.
Burna Boy, Beyonce, and then potentially Wireless.
Potentially Wireless, maybe some other festivals in the midst.
Yeah, I'm not... Because last year I did Creamfield just for Calvin Harris. I literally went to Creamfield, did, like, Calvin Harris and left. Because it's not really my man.
It's in Manchester and you live there, so...
Yeah, it's like an hour out of Manchester.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm last minute. I'll see someone I want to go.
That's so true.
So.
I've got my half marathon to look forward to.
Amazing.
I'm hoping that's in April. When is it? The weather gets. It's the 6th of April.
Okay.
So I'm hoping the weather's a bit more of a vibe for then. Like, I don't want it to be hot, obviously, but like just sunny, good energy, like just makes you feel good, especially. Like, I'm excited to come in London and like to take all the sights. And if it's nice weather, I just know. Like, I'm like, oh, that's a nice feeling to look forward to. So I'm like, I mean, obviously it's running half marathon. It's not, I'm not like buzzing for it, but I'm looking forward to that. We're going to Sicily in
April. God, you are.
So I've got,
I'm really intrigued to hear about that trip, actually, because Sicily's always been one that I've like thought about it, but thought, nah. So if you really like it, you'll definitely influence me to go.
I think we will love it. We did Amalfi Coast, obviously. We got the car and we stayed in a few different places. So, and Richard's always wanted to go to Sicily, so that was like next on our list.
I think the reason I've always been like, I don't know if I'll get bored, but if you're like, no, there's so much to do, then I'll definitely go.
I think it probably depends what side you go to as well. So there's two sides: there's the western side and the eastern side. And I think the eastern side, that's where we're going, to the western side, but the eastern bit is where Mount Etna is. So, like, people, like, hike up the volcano and stuff. But I also think Richard sort of said it's maybe, like, not bougie, but, like, more, like, high-end villas type vibe. Mm-hmm. And then the side we're going to is much more, like...
authentic.
Yeah, like, Palermo looks amazing. But then, like, the other bits we're going to is more, like, rural Italy vibes, which I don't think is maybe your vibe.
I don't know. I'm intrigued. I'm excited for you to go on that trip so you can...
And The Godfather was filmed, so we're going to the village that The Godfather was filmed in.
Okay.
As well. Which is, like, up in the mountains. So we're doing the coast, and then we're going to the mountains and then back to Palermo.
Okay, gorgeous.
So, yeah. You know what's in April? About that.
Sorry. You know what's in April?
Tell me.
Coachella. And I really want to go. I don't know if I'm, you know, big and famous enough for a brand to invite me, but I'm going to try and make it my mission. I'm going to be delusional. I'm going to create so much content to try and make it happen for me.
Hey, guys, everyone, put it
into the universe that I'm going to get invited to Coachella. It was on my 2025 bingo card, and we're going to make it happen. I'm going to start a whole outfit festival series for Coachella. And
yeah,
fingers crossed.
Who's even headlining?
I don't know.
Going for the back. Want to go for the
I just want to go to Coachella.
The party.
I think Charlie XCX is... Yeah, I want to go for Coachella, yeah.
That are the best bit.
Mm, exactly.
But yeah, that's it. Just like those, even like just Coachella vibes, music. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like we've got
Music gets better as well. Yeah. So, guys, if you're struggling with that last little bit of like lag, know that we've got better days, brighter days coming.
I actually feel better now we've talked about it.
No, exactly.
Like, there is good days coming. And we're not that far away. Like, spring hits. Well, it's officially spring the end of March, isn't it? And the clocks go and that's when...
The minute the clocks go, you're like, oh, okay, I can breathe a little bit. So, yeah, definitely. And if this is the first time listening, you know what's going to get you through this last little winter slog? Going... through all our old episodes.
Absolutely. We've got some episodes on there, new episodes every Monday. Look, girls and guys, we're all in this together. Like, we're going to get through it.
We are.
All
the, like, don't you just think as well, like, you just said, like, your skin and hair as well. Like, your hair gets way better in the summer.
Yeah, I just feel not nice. Yeah. And all the winter girlies listening are literally, like, skip, not listening to this. don't want it to end, but it's just not for me.
It's just not for me either.
Right, speaking of transitioning then, the recommendations this week, obviously we are going to be transitioning to spring.
Yeah.
Clothing recommendations, where are we shopping nowadays?
That's such a good question.
I need some, like, shop recommendations. People are going to want to start getting their holiday stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm going to say, girlies? Get your Shein orders in now, because, you know, that takes 2-3 weeks to come. Mm. No, what I will say, festival wear I'm so big on. So every year, this is, like, high street fashion, basic, like, but Pretty Little Thing, Ego, Shein, Amazon? Mm, for, like, your festival bits, like, your one-off festival bits, and Fashion Nova, festival wear, slays, slaps, bangs every year.
Unreal. So in terms of, like, hitting the vibe, you're going to look the part.
Yeah. And then Revolve and Addicted as well. I think they're American brands. Mm. They're amazing. And then your White Fox is also good for your festival season.
Nice.
So those shops always back. They always give, like, the cool girl vibe. Like, they get it on point. When I say Amazon as well, I mean, like, that's, like, really good for more your accessory stuff.
Yeah. Well, I've seen a lot of I've seen people link Amazon clothes before.
Yeah.
And I've always thought, they it's being American.
Yeah. I know. That is the annoying thing. But they really, like, you have to kind of sort through it.
Yeah.
But they just seem to really get it when it comes to festival stuff.
Mm, nice.
But not necessarily maybe your winter stuff.
Mm, good tip. I like it. Mm. I think I was having a good thing, because I asked you, I know you're obviously really fashion-y, so it's good to get recommendations from you. excuse me, on where to shop. I actually think, in terms of, like, my plus-size girlies, Boohoo.
You know what?
Hits quite a lot.
But the only thing with Boohoo is you've got to get, like, the new in on the day it comes out, because I swear the sizes just go.
Yeah, things do sell out.
Well, I love that. I think Boohoo edits, bang. Yeah. Like, slap. Really hard.
I genuinely find their plus size quite good. And then also, which I don't really like to promote because it is so fast fashion, but Shein plus size is actually pretty good as well, because they pretty much do all of the nice stuff that you see in plus size as well. Mm. Whereas I think a lot of brands, it's like the nice stuff stops at size 14 and you're like, okay. Whereas Shein, and the website obviously is so extensive.
Yeah.
Even if they don't have the same thing, they take you straight away to something else that is just same vibe.
Yeah, no, the thing is, yeah, it's fast fashion and this and that, but if you're someone that is a fashion girly and, like, you've got to get your holiday outfits, then you're off to a festival, then you've got a baby shower, then you've got a wedding, that, like, a summer can, like, get so, like, booked up with events and different things. Shein's like your one-stop shop. You can get everything on, like, one delivery. It really, honestly, for swimwear as well, the amount of bikinis they have on there that you can just get, like, 10 for the same price
compared to other prices.
And that's
ridiculous.
What I mean. Like, sometimes you've just got to do what you've got to do. And for summer stuff, Shein is amazing. Like, I use it all the time in the summer. Winter, not so much. Mm. But summer, Shein, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, I got some really nice dresses last year from there, and, like, they weren't bad quality. They were
amazing. Obviously, I think TikTok shop this summer will just, because last year there were so many viral products that people were wearing on holiday. I think that will bang again. But little tip, Alibaba.
Mm.
And, like, your AliExpress.
Yeah.
Basically,
like the dupe sites.
No, like, AliExpress is, like, basically, like, a Shein. I don't know, it's, like an Amazon, but...
Oh, yeah.
But in China, basically, all of the... And this isn't really good for, like, these brands, but I won't name names, but basically, there's loads of more expensive brands in the UK.
Yeah.
That the exact... Because, obviously, they're probably getting it from suppliers in China.
Yeah.
Like, these girls that are, like... They will spend hours probably on AliExpress, or they'll image search it or whatever.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But they literally buy the dress that is being sold.
They find that it's the same
dress, and they pay like a fiver or a tenner.
And it's got like
it.
The same like code number and stuff.
Yeah. And I'm not like, obviously, again, I know it's like more fast fashion, this and that, but if you're a girl on a budget and you have the time to go and do that, amazing. Another one I will say, and I actually saw a girl the other day out and I was like, oh my God, I love your dress. Where's it from? And the minute she said the brand, I was like, oh my God, yeah, I need to shop on here way more often because they do such good summer stuff as well. That Mercy.
Oh, I think they do
such good summer stuff.
Oh, interesting. Well, a good place to look for summer stuff then. I'm going to have a look.
Yeah.
Do they do plus size?
I don't know. Inclusive.
The one thing I've seen, and it's not really your vibe, but I've seen quite a few influencers. Hollister and Abercrombie are like...
Oh, they're making a comeback.
They actually, like, quite a few things I've gone like, oh, no, where that's from, and people have linked it, and I've got, oh, it's from Hollister.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I always think Hollister doesn't do that bad and never really dipped in the menswear. I think if it actually got better in menswear.
Mm.
Like, when I just, like, will see an ad come up for Hollister on my phone, it's normally menswear, probably because I've been shopping for Yannick or something.
Yeah.
And then I always think, so then it has made me think recently, like, do you think the women's stuff's upgraded?
Yeah.
I've not been in an actual store for so long.
Someone tagged a top, it was Taylor. She tagged that.
Oh, Ellie's obsessed.
She tied the top and I was like, that's really nice, Hollister.
I tell you what, and I just went in once this winter, but I was like, wow, they've upped their game. So I'm really excited for their summer stuff because I feel like it was on my radar a little bit last summer, but I just never went. River Island.
I knew you were going to say that. I think it's quite expensive though, don't you?
I know, but for your big beach, like if you just go in, like you're off on holiday and you've got like one day at a really nice beach club or you've got in like one really nice dress for an occasion.
Yeah,
or,
your outfit that's like, I'm here.
Yeah, this is the outfit.
Nailed the assignment. Yeah.
I just feel like I was really impressed the last time I went in, but because I'm more of a summer girly, I was like, if I was going to spend money on something, it would be more for like a summer item. So I'm excited to go in for the spring stuff.
Yeah, we'll have to see what they've got. I would say just quickly as well, I know we talked about sort of fast fashion and brands like that, but Vinted is actually a good place to look for stuff as well.
Yeah.
I know it's not a shop, but obviously we sell a lot of your stuff on Vinted.
We do actually. Lucy Afton 21 if you want to go.
If you need something for like a festival or something.
It's really good for more of those like one-off things.
Yeah,
like I was going
to
say, I last summer for Marbella actually, I'd left it too last minute, so I didn't actually get anything. But I loved a lot of the Mars the Label swimwear last year.
Mm.
But for, am I going to spend that for one thing? But then I see all these girls in the Mars the Label and think, oh, probably should just buy it because it is worth it. But I actually just went on Vinted and there was loads of girls selling Mars the Label stuff. But I basically left it till last minute and wanted to get posted in time.
And I think if it is that kind of like summer piece or like the one-off pieces that you want to look good, someone else has probably also just worn it once for that
exactly.
type of vibe. So why not get it on there as well?
No, exactly. So, I definitely think I'm going to get on Vinted way soon. Like, if I've got something in mind, like, have a good look 3 weeks before an event or something.
Yeah, definitely.
So that I can definitely get it in time.
Okay, amazing. I'm feeling so much better, actually, after this episode about the whole sad vibes.
We hope you're getting excited for summer, too.
Yeah,
so much to look forward to this summer. So I'm so excited. And if you guys keep listening to the podcast, you can come along with it all for us.
Yeah, come along with us, see what we're up to. Especially, I feel like we'll have more going on. We're not just being sad.
We do kind of hibernate us a little bit in the winter, don't we? Because it's just not our thing. But yeah, I can't wait to just be outside in the fresh air and the sun and nature. Like me and Yannick were even saying, like, we're so excited. We did loads of walks after work last year.
We're the same. We've been saying can't wait to
go and walk. We've just been watching loads of TV series because it's been winter and it's dark.
Also, what else? Sorry, quickly. I actually love doing it. I eat like all my meals outside in the summer.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for that.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that.
But yeah, make sure you're following us on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube as well, and let us know what you've got coming up in
spring. We'd love to know your summer plans. Yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Love you. Bye.